Harley-Davidson is promising to build a $120 million plant in Milwaukee if the rank and file of its local steelworkers union will agree to wage and benefit concessions for all workers. Also, new employees would be paid a lower wage. Union members rejected an earlier version of the proposal, but union leaders say the company has sweetened its offer, and the rank and file should accept. Local steelworkers president Jim Wieland says if Harley expands in Wisconsin, workers would be able to keep essential motorcycle work here.
We control the powertrains if we carry this vote. We're making all of Harley-Davidson powertrains. We're making the heart and soul of the Milwaukee Iron of Harley-Davidson powertrains.
However, Wieland admits he's angry with Harley-Davidson, especially since it's making big profits and pays its executives large salaries. Wieland says the rank and file will vote at five separate locations instead of under one roof, as members did when they rejected the contract adjustment. The state of Wisconsin is offering financial help to Harley if it builds the new plant in the state. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.